Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. Jade, I consider myself as being a man of the world, worldly wise, I would say.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I would class myself as that. What, you wouldn't? No?
Why don't you do the worldwide weird every day and you cover worldly stories?
Worldly weird.
Yeah.
No, worldly wise, I feel like I'm hip with the kids. Yeah, I know how the
I'm
kids...
I'm hip with the kids. I'm pretty rad.
I am pretty rad, you know. I'm down with the kids, okay? My kids text me every now and then, yeah. All right? I don't know if you know this because your kids get a little bit younger, but yeah. As the kids get older, they've decided that they don't need to write full words anymore. Those days are gone.
Right.
You can actually say a lot with just letters.
Oh, right? Okay, yeah, yep.
So I received a message from my son, one of my sons, I won't say which one, one of the two of them.
Yeah.
All right, and it goes like this. It goes, "Let's trot baby you," and that's YEWW, ALR, and then you, YEW, WBU.
All right. What the heck has he just said?
All right, so if I was going to say it in words, I'd go, "Let's try baby you, or you."
Oh, no, that's how I'm reading it.
What does it mean?
Oh, is that because every letter represents a word now, doesn't it? Like, I like, you know, lol. I've only...
Laugh online.
Yeah, laugh online, did you say?
Yeah. Oh, is it laugh out loud? Laugh out
loud. I thought it was lots of love for so many years.
Oh, no, it's not lots of love.
No, it's like... And then you got PMSL.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Peeing myself laughing.
Peed myself laughing.
Peed myself laughing.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's
I didn't think anyone peed themselves laughing anymore.
Oh, well, mate, you haven't had four kids.
Right, okay. Okay, well, look, I did what all kind of hip and happening dads do. I jumped online to figure out what he was saying to me before I replied back. So
trying to interpret the text.
So let's trot. That makes sense. Let's go,
yeah.
Baby. Let's trot, baby. I get that part, okay? You, it's a new way of saying yeehaw, okay? It's a white. E-W-W.
Oh, yeah.
This is what they're saying. Instead of saying, yeah, they go, you.
Yeah, you.
And then the ALR was all right.
ALR
yeah,
is
all right.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's all right. All right. Yeah. And then it goes, all right, you again. And then WBU is, what about you? Okay, what about you? So he's saying, let's go. But what about you? Because he was asking for tennis. You know, this is what he was asking. Can we go to tennis?
Oh, right, yeah.
So then I wrote back to him and I said, oh, look, I've got a lot of things going on tonight. I got this, that, and the other, and all the rest. To which he replied, TLDR. And I jumped on the internet again to figure out what that meant. And it means too long, didn't read. All right, so my message clearly didn't warrant a read.
Because it was too many words. Your words had all the letters in them. It was clearly overcome made his head spin.
Too long, didn't read. So I wrote back to him. I thought, you know, because I'm hip.
Yeah.
I wrote PYOBTM. And he didn't reply, but eventually he figured out it's pay your own bill this month.
Oh, I love it.
Take that, sucker.
Yeah.
Two can play in that game, dude.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Damien and Jade's Topic Train is coming. Damien and Jade's Topic Train, Topic Train.
All right, I love the topic train. It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah. So this is where I give you a couple of topics and you make comment on it. You're right.
Yeah, okay. Topical stories.
Yeah. What do you got?
Okay, a terrible story out of Uzbekistan has headlines in which a groom is seen brutally hitting his bride on their wedding day in front of their guests. Absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Question for you guys. What's the most outrageous thing you've seen at a wedding?
Oh.
Outrageous. I mean, all weddings are outrageous in one way sense or another. Yeah. Not like that one. That's a terrible story. But I know at my brother's first wedding, there was a samurai sword man who did a demonstration in the middle of the wedding. He wasn't invited. He wasn't asked to be there. But he decided he stopped. No, this is no joke. He stopped the entire reception. It was during the reception. They went up to the band, told them to stop playing. And then he pulled out these two samurai swords and started doing this full display in the middle of the floor. And it was totally out of character. It was totally wrong. I'll never forget. I was just like, I looked over at my brother going, what the hell is this?
Random.
And he just went, I don't know. Totally random. No one knew why it was there.
Was he invited or was it a guest or was he just some random off the street?
It was somebody who knew the bride, I think.
Or someone.
And
was it symbolic of their relationship?
Unfortunately, it was.
He should have cut and run.
Unfortunately, it was. There you go. But odd. Yeah. Oddball stuff.
Well, the weirdest thing I've seen at a wedding and was the guy that came as a chimney sweeper. You know, he did the chimney. And he went up to all the bridal party and kissed all the brides, because I was a bridesmaid, and put soot all over our faces.
Oh, nice one.
But apparently it's a tradition.
Oh, really?
It's good luck to bring the chimney sweep to your wedding. I don't know why, but
there you go. I mean, there are some traditional things like that that are odd.
But that was pretty random.
That is pretty random. Hey, big day for a lot of people across the Illawarra, with more than 2.6 million Australians on award and minimum wages. About to find out how their pay packets could change when the industrial umpire makes his annual decision.
He's an umpire.
Yes.
He's an umpire.
He's all in white.
Minimum wage could go up.
Yeah, he could.
Which would be good.
Anthony Albanese has demanded for wages to rise amid soaring inflation. Jaden Damien, what's the least amount you've been paid for a job?
Oh, the least. I remember when I was a kid. I've had some crappy jobs over the years, really crappy ones. But going back to when I was a kid, I know I did work for hot dogs. I remember my mum said, we had to wash the windows.
Yeah, yeah.
At the front of the house with paper and all that. And that's a long old ordeal. And she said she'd feed us hot dogs. And we were like, hot dogs?
Yes.
Yeah. What else do you want us to do? The things you would do for a hot dog.
That's smart.
Yeah, there you go.
I might try that at my house.
Yeah, hot dogs.
Who wants dinner? Clean the windows.
All right. What about you?
So the least amount of it, I remember my aunt, Arnie Robert, when she babysat us, she used to get us to sing, you know, the American hero, believe it or not, I'm walking on it. She used to get us to sing that theme song, and then she would give us 20 cents. And I'm not talking 20 cents each. I think I remember last time I did it, there were 6 kids and we got 20 cents collectively. Lucky it was the days where you could get a lolly for half a cent. So once we did our intro, we made our coin, we went and spent it on the shop on lollies straight away.
Well, look, on a positive note, that's more money than Spotify are currently paying artists to sing their songs.
That's true.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Kids say the most darndest things.
I've heard that before.
Well, you know all about it.
It's true.
You've got little kidlets. I've got not so little kidlets. They're growing up a bit. But my daughter, Kiki, she's 11, so she's still in the little kidlet category.
In that zone where she could throw you a curveball on any given day.
Constantly. You never know what she's going to say or what she's going to do. And I love that. I love that about kids. I love the unpredictability of it and the cuteness of it.
Yeah.
Because when kids do say something outrageous, it's still kind of cute.
Yeah, it is, even when they swear. Yeah, I was going to say, when I swear. Lulu, because her speech is quite hard to hear. Yeah. But when that girl drops a swear word, you can hear it as clear as day.
Yeah, see, some words were just made to be said.
And the trick is to try and keep a straight face and go, no, we do not say that. That's not a nice word to say.
Well, that's right. I mean, it is kind of cute. There was a joke that Kiki was telling to all the in-laws in Ireland, okay? When we were in Ireland recently, she kept telling this particular joke the whole time. And it was cute. Because they're all in-laws.
Yeah.
Like, it's a rude joke. And it's strange hearing someone so young telling a rude joke. But because it was all in-laws, you go, you know what, that's fine, it's cute. Now, the other day, here in Australia, all right, we had a person over to the house. She's an elderly lady that we know in the neighbourhood. She was over to the house. I was upstairs. And I can hear the lady downstairs chatting away. And then I hear Kiki starting the same joke.
Well, she launched into the joke.
The rude joke.
Well, she'd got such a good reception over in Ireland, she's probably thinking, hey,
you know what? This is her party piece.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And I hear her starting the joke, and I'm running down the stairs like, no, you know, you really want it. It's like jumping in front of a bullet. She's firing the bullet of this dirty joke at this elderly lady who's totally unsuspecting. She doesn't know what to expect. And
can you tell us the joke?
Can I tell you? Yeah. No, you know what? I actually got Kiki to record the joke because I thought, you know, you need to hear it from the mouth of babes. This is the joke that she told to a frail old lady.
All right, here we go.
So there was this old man, and he was all tripped up. He had pipes all down his throat, and he was laying on the bed, and this nurse walks in, and she goes, "How are you?" And he said, "I need to tell you something." And he was talking like that because of his pipes that were all down his throat.
Tubes.
And he goes, she goes, "Yes, what would you like to say?" And he goes, "Are my testicles black?" And she said, "Excuse me?" And he said, "Could you please check if my testicles are black?" So she lifts it up, the little thing on, and she checks all around it and she says, "No, no, they're not black." And he said, "No, I said, are my testicles black? Can you properly check?" So she lifts it up again, has a look, and she touches everywhere, and he pulls the pipe out of his mouth, and he said, "Ooh, that was really nice." But what I really asked was, "Are my test results back?"
Rude.
That's a real joke, isn't it?
She goes, "Woo!" At the end. I do like the, she really got into that role.
Yeah, you know.
Different voices and.
I'm a testicle blur. I don't know why. I was upstairs and that's all I could hear. All I could hear is, "Are my testicles black?" And I go, she's unwinding. This thing is about to just be unleashed on our house. And there was no stopping him. But actually, when I got down the stairs, the lady was laughing. I love it.
Didn't she even hear that joke anyway? Like one of the boys, one of your sons?
Well, it was actually, I told her.
You taught her the joke.
Hey, you know what? If you can't hear from your dad, who can you hear from?
Let's hope she doesn't get up on the stage and do it at the school talent quest.
Oh, gee, I've got to go there today.
I don't know if she asked you to go to a special assembly.
She did today.
She probably got such a good response from the little old lady down the street. She's going to do it at the school assembly.
Kiki, take it away. Are my testicles black?
Oh, my God. I can guarantee not everyone's going to laugh at that joke.
I will.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
When you're a parent, you learn. You learn pretty quickly. You learn never to turn your back.
Oh, that's right. That is right, 100%. Kids can do anything when you least expect it.
Oh, that's exactly right. So this one parent, I feel like that this is my life. Okay. I feel like that this is my life. So she's in the UK. She went into our version of, you know, Bunnings.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
it's a Bunnings store. You know, it's got everything for the home.
Yeah.
Home. And so she's in there with her little 2-year-old son and a hubby and a 5-year-old son. And they went in to get a clothesline. And they went down the bathroom aisle. Have all the bathtubs and, you know, tapware and all that kind of stuff. And she's walking ahead and she realizes the 2-year-old's not there. And she's like,
"Oh no,
Jason. No. And then she finds him back up the aisle, sitting on one of the toilets with his pants around his ankles.
Oh no. Oh,
and a strained expression on his face.
Oh.
Jason needed to go.
Oh, Jason.
So Jason's sitting there going to the toilet, doing a number 2 in aisle 35. In Bunnings, and the mum's freaking out, and she's like, "No!" She said to her husband, "Okay, right, will you get him off, and I'll just go out the car and I'll go get the wipes." So she ran out to get the wipes, and she came back, and Jason's still on the toilet. The husband was like, "I didn't know what to do. He said he needed to finish." And I was like, well.
Yeah, you got
to
let him go.
He started.
Yeah.
Save getting it all over.
The ship has set sail. You can't just turn it back, once it's in the water.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Once it's set in motion.
It's got to sail.
Yeah, you just got to let him finish his business. So Jason finished his business. And then the poor dad had to get the wipes and he had to put his hand into the toilet and pull it out. But it's just like, you just shake your head. And because I think. It feels like to me that's something that could happen in my life.
Did the dad say, "Jason, come here," and then rub his nose in it?
No!
What? I would have thought that was it. "Come here, Jason. This is not the place to do that. Get your nose in there."
They didn't do that, but they cleaned it up. She would have had to use 2.5 packets of wipes or something. And look, they bought the toilet as well.
I was thinking,
you poo in it, you bought it.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Now I'm going to finish off. You know on the news how
you hear about the death and the carnage and everything, and then the last news story is like a warm and fuzzy.
Oh, yeah.
Just to try and erase the previous 28 minutes.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Of death and destruction. Well, I'm going to end this show on a little bit of a warm and fuzzy this morning.
Okay,
this is a story that I came across that made me go, so sweet.
All right.
Okay, so in London, there was a woman who went to the underground train station every day.
Okay.
So every single day she went there, she didn't catch a train.
Oh.
She just sat on a seat on the platform.
Yeah.
And she just waited. And what she was waiting for was to hear this.
Mind the gap.
What, the voice?
Yeah.
That guy, Mind the Gap.
Mind the Gap.
Okay.
Because that voice was actually the voice of her husband, Oswald Lawrence. He recorded that in 1950, okay, and it was played at every train station all over the UK.
Yeah.
Sadly, Oswald passed away in 2003.
Ah.
And he left a big void in Margaret's life, and she missed him so much. And then so one day she was just so upset and absolutely in tears, and she thought, I'm going to go sit down at the train station. And she waited to hear his voice.
Wow.
And it was just so beautiful. So she used to sit there and then ended up becoming a daily thing where every single day she would just go down there and wait for trains to come so she could hear her husband's voice and feel close to him again. Now, after more than half a century, the transport company actually replaced his voice with an electronic voice.
And
she was so distressed, she actually got in contact with them and asked if she could get a recording so that she could play it at home and listen to his voice, because it was the only tangible thing she had left of her husband, right? Anyway, they were so moved by her story and the fact that she used to go and sit every day at the train station to wait to hear his voice, that the train station right near where Margaret lives, they've changed it back to Oswald's voice so that she can go back there now. And every day you'll see her sitting at the train station where she got a sandwich and a cup of tea in a thermos, and she will just wait for trains to come so she can hear her husband's voice.
Well, that is a lovely story, I gotta say.
Beautiful love story, isn't
it? Is. See, love conquers all, and love endures good times and bad times.
That's right. So. Eternal love really does exist.
Great way to finish the show. That's a beautiful story. Okay, I like this style.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.